The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. Hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." People walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. They kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. He came near. Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He replied, "Lord, please let me see." Jesus told him, "Have sight. Your faith has saved you." He immediately received his sight, followed him, giving glory to God. They saw this. All the people gave praise to God. The Gospel of the Lord. When we hear this gospel, it's very easy to judge the crowd and say, "What was wrong with that crowd? They told a blind man to be quiet." But let's be honest. We all get annoyed with people at times, do we not? How often as disciples of Christ, when we're driving and we get off the freeway and we see a homeless brother or sister and we get irritated right away, right? We make sure our door's locked. We don't want to make eye contact. Or maybe we see somebody on the news that's a different political party than ourselves, and we get irritated right away. And Jesus is telling us in this gospel to do better, to open our eyes, to see the face of Jesus in one another. We spend so much time here on earth fighting and arguing about what separates us. But what unites us is what's most important, is that we all belong to the body of Christ, my friend. And Jesus is challenging us this morning to open our eyes to see how we can love each other better, to open our eyes how we could serve one another. So, my friends, let us not be like the crowd in this gospel this morning that was so annoyed and irritated, but rather let's be like Jesus, who brought healing and compassion to the outcast, who brought healing and compassion to those who needed it the most. So, my friends, life is such a beautiful gift, is it not? From conception to a natural death, Jesus sees the dignity in all human life, and we're called to do the same. So remember that on Thanksgiving when you get irritated with your family, okay? Don't be like the crowd who's just very dismissive. So when someone irritates you, just start praying in the silence of your heart. Don't throw holy water at them or anything like that. So, my friends, who have you been irritated or annoyed with lately? Let's pray for them right now in the silence of our heart.